time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
Krista Curtis,
and John Curtis.
Coming up this hour, we got great music on the way from Jamie Nova, Clover Jane, but we're going to go ahead and kick things off with Aces Up and Cars, Guitars, and Honky Tonk Bars right here on the family meeting on NWCZ Radio.
Yeah.
Guitars, honky-tonk bars, a half-naked women and a good cigar. Playing poker till the sun comes up, spending all my money, pressing all my luck. Ain't in the mood for a bar room fight, I'm just looking to have one hell of a night. I like my trucks like I like my women, big and beefy with a torqued-out engine. Might take a little while to get her going, but once you got her started, man, she don't stop rolling. I ain't from the South, but I know how to get down. I don't chug Rebel Yell, but I'll straight shoot Crown. Show them Southern girls a damn good time, and hey, real soon we'll be feeling fine. I like cars, guitars, honky-tonk bars, lifted Chevy trucks and howling at the stars. Dancing round a fire in a malted hops haze, but it's 8 more hours till I'm on my way. Tax man's coming for the rest of my pay, but it's Friday night, I'm going out to play. Start my night with some whiskey sipping. I prime my pump for some all-night drinking. Mama tried to teach me, but I never did learn. I still play with fire just to see if it burns. I ain't from the South, but I know how to get down. I don't chug Rebel Yell, but I'll straight shoot Crown. Show them Southern girls a damn good time, and here real soon we'll be feeling fine.
Up with Cars, Guitars, and Honky Tonk Bars. I actually had a pretty busy week last week. Becca had a show. Well, as always,
lots of time at Goldberg's, I take it.
Yeah, I spent some time at Goldberg's. On Thursday, Becca had a show at Goldberg's, and of course, I love going down there because they got great food. The service is awesome. The bartender is just, he's just a lot of fun to talk to because the guy used to be a professional gambler, so he just sits there and talks about all these old stories about spending time down in Nevada betting on games and stuff like that. He's just a really cool guy to hang out with.
You, you're not even a drinker, so when you say, "Oh, it's a really cool bartender," I'm like, Jason doesn't know what a cool bartender is.
Well, no, I don't. The guy,
you guys look for different things in your bartenders.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy talking to the guy, and you just want somebody that's going to give you a stiff drink. Friday night, we went to the Parlor Live. I got to see one of my favorite comedians, John Caparulo. The guy is just hilarious.
I didn't even know he was in town.
Yeah. And on Thursday, because I won tickets again like I always do at the Parlor because I'm on their email list, which we talk about. So I ended up getting tickets for Thursday night. And then it dawned on me that Becca had a show Thursday night. And I was trying to decide, do I want to go see my favorite comedian or be the supportive husband? And then I got an email from the Parlor asking if I wanted tickets for Friday night. And I said yes, so they gave me tickets for Friday night. So I skipped out on the Thursday night show and went to the Friday night show.
Yeah, they sent that email out like the day before he was there.
Yeah.
And normally, Normally they send you emails for like a week, like trying to get you to come.
He was sold out. That's why. There was only a few seats left, and they were trying to fill the place up. So they sent out emails like that afternoon for tickets for that night. Or the day before, yeah, the day before on Friday. And actually, they kind of hosed people on the Friday one because they said, if you want tickets for Friday night, February 23rd, which was Thursday night, send an email. So I sent an email with all the information they said, and they sent me an email back and say, okay, you've got two tickets for Thursday night. And I was like, no, I said I want Friday night. And I looked at the date, and it was they went by the date. They didn't go by the day that you put in there. So I sent another email saying, no, I want tickets for this night. And they sent me an email back saying, okay, you've got two tickets set aside for Friday night. So Nikki Glaser actually opened up for him, and she was hilarious also. She was from Last Comic Standing. I don't really remember being on there, but the material she was doing on Friday night was not material she would have been doing on Last Comic Standing. And then, of course, Big Irish Jay, the guy that hosted, he's always hilarious. They have a dress code there on Friday night. You and I, John, went and saw Alonzo Bowden about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was on a Friday night, and I don't remember there being a dress code. But they made me check my baseball hat when I got in. Like, I was going to beat somebody to death with my baseball hat.
Well, that's not a dress code. just like... No baseball hats. That's the dress code. It's not like you have to have like a collared shirt.
Well, and they probably
no sweatpants, I guess.
I was wearing the baggy jeans like I always do because I'm a fat ass and it's hard to find pants that fit. But I also had on a hoodie, and they didn't make me take off the hoodie. All they made me do was check my baseball hat. Becca said they actually had a sign there that said no hoodies, but for some reason they didn't make me check my hoodie.
Well, what was on the hoodie? Was it the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, it was my Incredible Hulk hoodie.
Well, I think it might be team stuff that they're...
That could be. They're probably looking at me going, Incredible Hulk, this geek isn't going to do anything. He's safe. Saturday,
don't like me when I'm sober.
And if I drink, I turn green. It's that's exactly what happens. On Saturday, I just I did some work for the show, got caught up on some old TV shows, and I've got a bone to pick with you, John, because you did not emphasize how bad that Nick Cannon special was. I had DVR'd it, and I was watching it, and my God, that was not funny at all.
What made you think it was good enough you should DVR it?
Well, it was...
I never watched a minute of it, and I know it was shit.
But John made a comment about it, and I thought, well, if John watched it, it must be okay, because he did not emphasize how shitty that special was.
I watched the whole thing, and at the end, he's like, I'm going to abolish racism right now. And so he like brings some white dude up from the crowd and gives him a hug. It's like, really? Like, that abolished racism? Like, you don't... Like, racism is never going to go away.
John, don't you know the power that Nick Cannon has?
And it just takes one hug.
Just one hug from a Wayne Brady-ass rapper.
I think there was one point.
He's a wannabe Wayne Brady. He's not even big enough as Wayne Brady.
He did make a crack about his rap career, which, because you said that he actually pictures himself as a rapper, and he made that one joke at the beginning about his albums going cardboard. So it's not like he thinks he knows he's not selling records, even if he thinks he's a rapper.
Yeah, but then he made that joke that him marrying Mariah Carey was like Soulja Boy marrying Halle Berry.
Yeah, which... He is not a rapper. I think there was one part in that entire hour that even made me chuckle, and I was so pissed when it was over.
Yeah, you kept watching the entire hour.
I just kept thinking, it's got to get better. There's no way that they would air this piece of shit if there wasn't at least something funny in it.
And you two dumbasses both watched it. I had to choose my word there.
Other than that, on Saturday, Becca was really tired, so we just kind of hung around the house. It was a long time since we'd done that. Just gave me a chance to get rested up a little bit. Sunday, typical Sunday, just kind of hung out, went to pool league Sunday night. I do want to mention that next weekend, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, over at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds is the Wild West Showdown. It's that flat track roller derby that the Paradise Roller Girls are trying to raise money to attend and participate in. If you get a chance, go over there. If you want to have some fun, watch some fun roller derby, go check them out. I also want to mention that TuneIn, the TuneIn app for your phone, for the radio station, you can download that for your phone, and you can listen to the show anywhere. You can listen to the radio station anywhere you go on your iPhone and your Android phones. I've actually been doing that a lot lately. I listen to... J Random Madness on my way home from work last week, and if you get a chance, you need to check that guy out, because his show is freaking hilarious. That guy is a nut job, and it's on 4 to 6 on Mondays right here on NWCZ Radio. I think that's about all I had from last week.
I I'm going to skip ahead to Wednesday because I thought Wednesday was Friday all day long.
I freaking hate you.
And I was thinking about, like, I was going to call you and tell you that I messed my days up.
But, and you're still in school. How do you mess your days up when you've got classes? You've got specific classes for specific days, don't you?
Yeah, I go to school on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And so it's really not like going to school. I mean,
And Mondays and Wednesdays, he goes at night. So it's not like he has to get up in the morning or anything. Yeah, he doesn't have to know what day it is until like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 5:30 to 10 o'clock at night on Mondays and Wednesdays.
That's a long-ass class.
Well, that's two classes.
Oh, okay.
So they're, and then the one class on Saturday, 9 to noon. That one really sucks.
Having to get out of bed before noon?
Well, I got that little bastard dog we got, little one-eyed Willie. I've only been getting like 4 hours of sleep. I feel like I have a child. Like this.
Well, maybe you should go to bed before 4 in the morning.
Well, I just can't go. To, yeah. I just can't go.
If
to
you
sleep.
Gotta get up at
that's
nine,
that's one solution to this.
If you
problem.
Gotta get up at 9, you better go to bed before 4. Otherwise, you're only gonna get 4 hours of sleep, John. It's basic math. Obviously, you're not taking a math class right now.
Accounting. I'm not taking an accounting.
That's scary.
Neither are you, Jason, because that's 5 hours.
Well, because you figure he's got to be up at 8 to get to class by 9. That's where the 4 hour. That's where my 4 hours was coming from.
But I'm waking up at that time anyway. Like I can't even sleep in because this little bastard dog. When Krista and Chris leave to go to work, like normal people do in the morning.
John says work with such hate in his voice. Go to work.
Disdain. It's disdain.
This little bastard dog comes and sleeps on my bed. Now, when he wakes up, if I don't wake up, he just can go fuck the whole house up. I mean the whole house. He was chewing on one of Krista's shoes the other day, and she took the shoe away and hollered at him and
waved at his face and everything, you know.
And 10 seconds later, I turn around and he's chewing on that same shoe at her feet, like right there in front of her.
I'll do what I want, bitch.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It was very Cartman style.
Looking at her with that one good eye.
So I snatched that shoe up and he just took off running down the hallway. And I kind of gave the shoe 3 or 4 skips and it tapped his little ass when he was running into the room.
He probably thought you were playing fetch at that point.
Yeah, so I mean, I have to get up when that dog gets up. And if I get up and put him in his kennel, he just cries and whines until I can't sleep anyway.
Yeah.
And if I put him out in the backyard, then he runs away and gets hit by cars. I wish I had like some very powerful sedatives that I could give that dog in the morning.
I can't believe that there are no sedatives kind of, around your house.
He probably wonders what kind of powerful sedatives you took that you want to sleep all day.
The dog gets up at 9 o'clock in the morning, makes me get up, and then he'll sleep from like 11 to 4. It's just so irritating.
He wants you to take a nap too.
I love how the dog getting up at 9 o'clock is like the crack of dawn for John. That little bastard woke me up at the butt crack of dawn. It was noon.
So I haven't been getting much sleep, and I spent a couple of days at Lolly's this week.
That'll help.
And so I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, his days are at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then catch up on some DVR stuff, and then in the morning
if
I don't.
The dog wakes you up at 9 in the morning. Why don't you do that shit in the daytime? Well, then you can go to bed at 2 when you get home.
I gotta redo it in the daytime because once I watch it at 2:30 in the morning, I don't remember it. I don't remember watching it. And so
then quit wasting the time.
Go to bed.
We're trying to help you solve your problems here, John.
But if I go to bed, I just lay there. I mean, I'd have to get super hammered to just pass out and go to sleep.
Yeah, 2 in the morning is such a ridiculous time to go to sleep.
And not just that, but more hammered than you already are when you're watching TV and don't remember it in the morning.
What? I remember watching TV. I just don't remember what happened in the episodes.
That makes it better.
The same way I got to check my phone, make sure I didn't do any
stupid drunk dialing
or drunk texting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So the other day I get
up,
right?
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Stop sending me texts at 2:30 in the morning.
The other day I get up to go to work and I had bought some plums at Costco and they come in that plastic box thing, you know?
Yeah.
And there's salsa poured all over the top of them. And I'm like, what the hell happened out here? And I turn around and look and there's a plate in the sink just covered in salsa. Like someone had poured it directly on this plate and directly on these plums. And I was like, what did he do last night?
At what point did that seem like a good idea? Salsa covered plums?
No, it was clearly an accident.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I was like, John eats some nasty shit, but that's ridiculous.
There's a clean spot in the middle, and there was just salsa all over the top. And those things have holes in them, so salsa was like on the plums. So I didn't have time in the morning to take care of this shit, so I did on my lunch break. I came home and washed all the plums off.
Plums already clean out your colon. You put some salsa on there, and you're going to be shitting fire.
I don't know what happened. I can't believe I didn't clean that up. But
once again, you don't remember what happened. I'm seeing a trend here, Johnny.
The worst, talking about eating bad shit, a couple months ago we came home and we had some lasagna. And so I took this lasagna, I took a tortilla and I covered half the tortilla with peanut butter, the other half of the tortilla with cream cheese, and then I put the lasagna in there and rolled it up into a burrito, and that shit was delicious.
I want to see you do that sober and tell me that shit was delicious.
We had fish and chips one night, like deep fried, you know, and he put peanut butter on it and made me taste it.
Peanut butter and fish, it was good. It was good.
And all you people out there who don't know him don't understand that he will hold me down and put that shit in my mouth if I don't taste it. So I can honestly say he made me taste it.
I've actually seen that happen in the middle of a bar. So so it's not just like at home. It's not like a domestic violence thing. It's like he'll do it in a bar too.
That's still domestic, Jason.
But it's not your house. It's in public. It makes it public violence.
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
Makes it funnier, tell you that much.
Everybody in the bar thought so.
I don't know. I think half of them thought they should call the cops.
I think two of them did.
I say most of them just looked uncomfortable. Like, maybe I should call the cops, but I don't know if this is normal.
It's not normal.
It's normal for this family, but it's not normal for most.
I joined that pool team on Thursday, a new pool team, and I had to play Brad and Brian and Tommy and Bobby and everybody last week. I think we beat them 3-2 in 8-ball and 4-1 in 9-ball.
Which I was going to mention, you talked about a guy that you whooped up on the previous Thursday.
Yeah.
You pissed him off because I had to play him last week on Wednesday and he beat the living shit out of me. I think I had like 4 shots and 7 racks. It was ridiculous. I'd never seen him shoot that good, but it was like he was taking his vengeance out on me for what you did to him the week before.
Was he wearing his John Curtis Beat Me Again t-shirt?
He was. I didn't realize you actually had those.
He hands them out. There's a stockpile in the trunk.
That makes it sound bad, like you don't beat a lot of people. You just got a whole shitload of shirts. Whole shitload of shirts in the trunk.
You got to buy them in bulk.
That's all I got. I don't even know. We've been talking a lot.
I actually took some time off this week. And, you know, not too exciting. Like Tuesday, I took dogs to the vet, that kind of garbage. And then Saturday, I went to the casino. I felt like a magician to walk in with 60 and walk out with 40. Turned $60 into 45 in only 3 hours.
I think we're all capable of doing that little trick.
I don't know. Usually I turn $60 into nothing.
That's true. Into a whole bunch of ATM receipts in your pocket.
But the Emerald Queen, the big one, has expanded their no smoking section since the last time I was there. So that's kind of nice. I appreciate when I don't have to cough and hack for 2 days to go to the casino.
And smell like an ashtray when you leave.
Yeah, because then you go home and change your clothes or whatever, and those clothes stink and stinks up everything in your room. And it's pretty gross.
Yes.
Are the people in the no smoking section there as bad as the people in the no smoking section at BJ's Bingo?
No, they allow you to talk and walk around and stuff in the no smoking section of the casino.
BJ, we used to go play BJ's Bingo all the time, and it's because we went there as a joke the first time. We had like all these. Well, no, yeah, we did enjoy it. We had like those 2.5 foot tall doodah birds that you fill up with sand and shit, and
trolls. We had troll dolls. Lined
up in front of us. Right.
We had like 15 troll dolls. Like 4 doodah birds. We were blowing in trolls' hairs and shit, and just. Come on, Lucky B9, let's go.
And just so everybody out there knows, we didn't just have these troll dolls. We worked at toy stores at that time, and so they were easily
accessible. And so we had all this shit lined up around our table, just making fun of all these old people. And we won $4,500 that night. And so we played bingo. for 3 years straight and, every Monday.
And not only that, but they took all that shit with them every week because that was their lucky. Those were they, those became, they turned into those old fucking people they were making fun of.
Oh, we did, except for the doodah burrs kept breaking. We would break a doodah burr like once every 2 weeks. And, you know, you set this big ass awkward thing on the top of your car as you're getting all the bags out and the bags.
Getting your dauber bags and
oh, I know we all had lucky daubers. Every one of us had a lucky dauber.
I like how that story started out with you making fun of old people and you turned into those old people. That's awesome.
But we were in the no smoking section and we're talking because we're there for like 4 hours, you know, and this lady behind me is like, quiet down, you can't be talking. And I was like, bitch, it's bingo. Shut your... And my girlfriend got all pissed off about it because I was cussing out some old bitch. But she shouldn't have been rude. You should be able to talk during bingo.
But then you can't hear the numbers.
No.
They show it on a huge screen.
And it's
lit up and flashing.
And it's a loudspeaker. The guy is... It's not like there's somebody in the room like...
Have you ever been in a room where you're talking?
It's true. They do not permit whispering in the no smoking section.
Wow.
I cussed that old lady out. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was a long time ago. But I know she shut her mouth. She didn't speak that way to me no more. I'll tell you that much.
She learned it her lesson.
Yeah.
And that's about all I did.
That's about all you did. All right, coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. But first, let's get back into the music with Clover Jane and Disposable Poser right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
You can't even look at me out in a crowd. You can't even laugh at what's rolled out your mouth. You can't cover up all the lies that you said. You can't do what's right, cause it's all in your head. You're a disposable poser. You're a disposable poser. So go.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Clover Jane with Disposable Poser.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello, everyone. We have some interesting news stories going on this week. We will start out. This is all across the country.
The world, actually.
There's a clip on YouTube about this alleged new sport. And it's racked up over 1 million hits, so some of you may have even seen it. It's called Ultimate Taser Ball. The organizers of this sport insist that it's real and that they've already got 4 teams from LA, Philly, Toronto, and San Diego. And they're hoping to form a league, even though they haven't actually played a game yet. The game involves 2 teams of 4 players, and they run around and try to get a giant foam ball into their opponent's net, while the other players try to knock them down by shooting them with tasers.
Not okay. Not shooting them with tasers. They have handheld tasers.
Oh, okay.
They have handhelds. They're like, I think it would be better if they had like actual.
So John
like,
has the, seen the video.
Yes, he has.
I think it would be better if they had the ones with the on the sticks. You know that like
oh like the cow prods?
Yeah, with like a 2 foot like
Jesus
a 2 foot.
Christ, like you're talking about shooting somebody across the stadium.
Like a 2 foot reach on it. You said shooting like they have taser guns like they're.
This article says tagging them with tasers.
Yeah, it's on. It's the handhelds and
still that when that Chris, puts a lot of.
When Chris says a big ball, it's like 4 feet. It's big.
What are they like rolling it? Because I haven't seen the video, so no, I was trying to figure out if they were kicking it.
John
if they were pushing
inadvertently
it.
Knew about the news.
Wow!
It was on SportsCenter. It was on the Daily Show. So the ball.
You know that's almost news. You know that's pretty close to almost being real news.
Yeah, that's you know. You guys always give me shit about not watching the news. And you know what? The only time the news has ever, and I mean ever, affected my life is when you guys are giving me shit about it. So, like, I think I'm perfectly fine not knowing what the hell's going on with some dude raping and murdering a little girl in Tacoma. Okay? I don't, like...
I didn't see that story, but, yeah.
Well, you don't watch the news enough. Happens all the time, I guess. Every time I watch the news for 3 minutes, there's 10 people that died, and the newscasters are fucking laughing about it. Neither of this. I mean, that's not. I don't care to watch the news. The Daily Show's fine with me. But this big ass ball, right? So, and most of the time, it looks like these guys can kind of get away from the taser, but running and tasering, I don't think it'd be that bad because like the taser really only affects you. If it's on you for a couple seconds.
These tasers are only delivering 8 milliamps of a jolt instead of 300,000 volts that they're capable of.
Yeah, they turn them down so that they're not like a cop hitting a criminal or something and just dropping them and they can't move. They shit themselves and can't move for 3 minutes.
That would make for a really long game.
but you'd watch it. Bunch of guys laying around in their own shit. That would...
What makes you think that's something I want to watch?
Man, taser's that low. Because
you guys are the one. Never mind.
You run through that taser. Who cares?
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been tasered. John sounds like he has.
I've been tasered quite a few times. Not by cops.
Who tasers you like for fun?
John calls that Friday night. It's
that's how girls tell you they don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's how girls tell you.
Only when you're chasing them in parking lots in the dark.
Hey, lady, come here. That's not a good pickup line.
No, before they taser you, they probably gave you another hint.
Yeah, there was I'm probably a warning.
You know. Oh, she was just playing.
No, no means no.
She was just playing. No, we used okay, to taser. We used to taser each other all the time back in the day. Get all drunk and just start tasering each other.
Why'd you guys have taser guns?
Because we went to the...
And who are you talking about?
We went to the little Chinese store down the road, and they sell tasers.
Did you not listen to a damn thing T told you last week?
But like Howard's Corner, what would you call that place? They sell bongs and pipes and tasers and
it's a
knives
deli.
And,
that man has actually said...
Switchblades.
He called us stupid Americans and told us to get out of his store.
Stupid white Americans, yeah. I cleared shelves in that place. Threw all kinds of shit at that man.
Okay, the one time I've had that happen at an Indian deli by where I used to live, and it's the one time I got so pissed, I just started screaming back at the guy. I tried to give him I was trying to pay, and I had one of the old 20s with the small face on it, because this was quite a few years ago, and it was like right after the new bills had just come out, and I tried to pay for something with a $20 bill, and the guy said it was counterfeit and tried to take my $20 and wouldn't give me any change back. So I snatched my $20 out of his hand, and I started walking towards the door, and he's like, "Don't you ever come back in here with your counterfeit money, your fake money." And I said, "The only reason it looks counterfeit to you, you son of a bitch, is because you've only been in the country for and I just went off on this guy, and that's the only time I've ever had a situation like that where I was getting ready to start throwing shit around in a store. And
this is what happened to me.
When we need him. Let's didn't you piss off enough people last week, John?
I opened up that little ice cooler. I picked up an Otter Pop, and I decided I didn't want it, so I dropped it back in the box, and he went apeshit crazy about me throwing his shit around. And so I showed him what throwing his shit around really is.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Anyway, they sell tasers at these little I guess I can't.
Asian markets.
Mini Mart is good enough.
Corner stores.
There you go.
But a corner store could be an AM/PM. AM/PM don't sell that shit. You need to go.
No, an AM/PM is an AM/PM. A corner store is a generic little
Mini Mart.
Mini Mart on a corner store.
Owned by non-white people.
Not necessarily.
Name one store like that owned by a white dude that sells tasers and bongs and switchblades.
I don't frequent stores that carry tasers and bongs and switchblades.
I mean, you came and
John's got them all on his GPS.
That's a different app than I have on my phone.
All right, let's move on.
All right, in Lincoln, Nebraska, police pulled up to a car stuck in the mud, and there were two 21-year-old males inside. The police say they saw the driver and passenger switch places because the driver was drunk, but they were both drunk, so they both got DUIs when they pulled this car out of the mud.
Technically, neither one of them was driving.
You only have to have intent. You have to be in your car with the keys accessible.
Yeah, and that's true.
They saw both of them in the driver's seat with the keys accessible.
That's an asshole cop right there. I got.
Well, it's kind of a dick move to try and switch places in front of the cops. Like, how drunk are you?
Well,
to be like, look, the cop's right there, and then switch me spots.
The cop could have just left them in the mud, pointed, laughed, and drove on, because they're obviously not going to go any further, and they haven't hurt anybody but themselves at that point.
We were going down to a bachelor party in California, and I had a bunch of like half-gallon bottles of liquor in the back of my car. It's because I was poor. I couldn't buy liquor while I was down there, so I took it with me.
Isn't it cheaper?
But he already had it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That's why they were open.
Like half drink.
You didn't say they were open.
Well, some of them were open. And so we're going down there, and I get pulled over. And the cop gave everybody an open container ticket because he was like, that bottle's yours, that bottle's yours, that bottle's yours. So he lines the top of my car up with, like, I don't know, 15 half-gallon bottles of liquor. And there's people driving by and shit. Looks like we're just opening up a club right here on the side of the street. And he gives us tickets, and then he goes, okay, you put all this back in your car now. And I'm like, what? He goes, put it back in your car. Put it in the hatchback. Now, this is an Acura Integra. When I'm driving, I can reach back into the hatchback. I guess it's supposed to be not accessible.
Technically, if it's in the trunk, it's not accessible.
Yeah.
Driving down I-5 looking at you guys thinking, man, I've never seen moonshiners on I-5. All these half gallons on top of
you. They were probably just shocked you made it out of the freeway. There were, what, three or four of you in the car and 15 half gallons of liquor opened up.
Actually, three or four people in that Integra, that would have been a tight fit.
We went down to pick up Duquesne in Portland one day because he moved down there.
Yeah,
and we were like, Duquesne, you need to move back. And so we go down there.
They just decided for him. It's time to come back.
So we go down there.
And being the kind of guy he is, he probably said, okay.
We packed up all Duquesne's stuff in my Acura Integra with four people. Right, there's four people and everything Duquesne has. Like what do you own?
Like a sweater and a pair of jeans?
This really sucked because we put the people in the car and then we packed shit around them. So the people were part of the pack job. They weren't getting out until we got home.
I gotta pee.
And so we're driving down the road and there's so much stuff in my car that one of my tires blow out from the weight of the back tires. So Les Schwab wasn't open. So we had to unpack everything. And then, we didn't have a table. So we were at Duquesne's house. And we took his apartment. We took the cabinets apart and made a table out of them. Oh, that apartment was trash when the people came the next day.
Let me guess, he didn't get his deposit back.
We ordered pizza, and one of our other friends paid the pizza man with a starter check. You know those checks that don't have any don't have your name or address or anything on it?
Or any money in the account?
Yes. So it was
technicalities.
So it was an out of state starter check. with no name on it and shit. And there was four of us standing there when the guy brought the pizza, and he looked down at the check. He goes, "I can't take." And he looked back at us. He goes, "Have a good night." And then he left. That guy knew.
They probably have a safety policy. Like, if you think you're going to get beat down, just leave.
It's not worth a $3 pizza.
You should have wrote him a $50 tip on there.
Okay, so in Iowa, they were celebrating with the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival. So there were healthy people outside passing out anti-bacon pamphlets. And
those people need to be shot.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine had billboards up reading, "Warning, bacon can cause rectal cancer." But they were countered by a group of young people in lab coats calling themselves the Physicians Committee for Ridiculous Meat Eating. And they had treats like giant bacon-infused donuts topped with chocolate and bacon. And one attendee said, "Only in Iowa will people come together to eat a bunch of bacon-covered bacon."
I gotta say,
bacon-covered bacon.
I gotta say, bacon-covered bacon on a chocolate donut actually sounds worth getting rectal cancer for. That sounds awesome.
Really, it sounds like throw up in the making.
That sounds awesome.
It's funny those guys did that, because that's something that you come up with like the day before that rally is attending, but then you're just too drunk in the morning to actually do it.
We don't all have that problem, John. Some of us can remember what we thought of the night before and everything.
Well, people that are going to go protest about some bacon, pro-bacon, them are the kind of guys that are going to do that.
Something tells me it wouldn't be drinking that they would be doing the night before.
Chris found this picture on the internet of a receipt from Burger King, and he showed it to me like 4 days ago, and it was a Whopper, and if you get a side of bacon on your Whopper, it's 4 pieces of bacon. And there was 15 sides of bacon on this burger. It ended up being like an $18 Whopper with like, what, 40?
That just,
50 pieces of bacon on it.
I love bacon, but Burger King bacon is nasty. That just does not even sound appealing. I guess it would almost take that much to make it taste like one real actual piece of bacon.
But why don't you just eat bacon? Why would you even bother with the Whopper?
Well, because the burger, you get bacon cheeseburgers are good.
That is no longer a bacon cheeseburger when you have 50 pieces of bacon on it.
That is a bacon burger with a piece of hamburger on it.
That's a bacon sandwich with a hamburger on it.
Yeah, it's like bacon with hamburger topping.
It's a bacon sandwich with burger.
In Italy, there are two porn stars running for mayor in Toronto, Italy. Taranto. I don't know. I'm not Italian. However you want to pronounce it. It's
Taranto.
Got some A's in it. So what better way to prove who is more qualified than a pole dancing contest? So they're inviting all the voters to come watch and pole dance, and the voters can see the real them, followed by a discussion of local political issues. So to be fair, they've invited any of the other mayoral candidates to come pole dance too, but so far no one else has taken them up on that offer.
I gotta say, that's a debate I would attend.
I want to see the real you. Now most
all
of
the real you.
I want to see the real you while I make it rain.
They must have a different political system. Like I said, I'm not up on the news, but I don't think we have anything close to a porn star in any kind of.
There was a porn star
office
that ran for governor of California when Schwarzenegger ran, but I don't think she ever even made it onto the ballot. I think it was more of a her just going on radio shows saying, "I'm going to run for governor." And
so let me get this straight. It was Conan the Barbarian against a porn star?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had that clear in my head.
Any reason why you're surprised that Schwarzenegger won? I think Gary Coleman was in that race also.
I think that we all know why California is so messed up.
Yeah, and then they can't figure out why they can't balance their budget.
We need more porn stars in political office.
Well, why? What do you think that would do for us?
Well, you figure the government's been screwing us for years. It'd be nice to actually have one of them in there doing it.
I don't know. I don't think the government is actually screwing you.
You don't think it's the same kind of screwing?
No, I think it's a little different.
Hey, is that all we got?
I think that's enough.
I think that's enough.
She was about to call quits after the first story. All right, we're going to go ahead and get back into the music with Jamie Nova and Kryptonite Couch right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
There's a place just down this dusty street where we gather for each other's company. And I say, gather around, smoke some herb and drink some wine. We'll find the answer. The rest is out of cloud in my heart. Where do I go to
sitting on your couch. Now times have changed.
That was Jamie Nova with Kryptonite Couch. If you like that song, make sure you go to her website and check out her website. It's www.jamienovarocks.com.
So Becca doesn't like...
We gave her a midgy finger complex.
We gave her a midgy finger complex. She doesn't... Now she goes... So she used to count down with her fingers, showing you her fingers, but she can't make a three. And so she now goes... Now she just goes 5, 4, 3, and then makes a 2 and a 1 so that she doesn't have to do the 4 and the 3 anymore.
Well, she starts out with 2 because she's giving you 2 middle fingers.
Anyway, what were you saying? We just totally interrupted you.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week.
Actually, I was done with what I was saying.
Okay.
I was just telling people if they like that Jamie Nova song to make sure you go to her website and check it out. It's jamienovarocks.com.
I'm sorry, Becca. Your fingers are much longer than midgy fingers.
I've never seen them compared side by side, so I can't guarantee you that.
Well, I can't guarantee it either. I'm just saying it. you see me in a bar, you buy me anything, I'm going to drink it. I'll tell you that much.
John's drink of the week this week is free.
Free is a good one. That is a good one. I'll probably just be doing just vodka and...
Whatever's around.
Whatever he can put it in. Yeah.
Salsa.
Vodka on the rocks or something.
Maybe that's what I was doing, little vodka salsa action. That'd make a good dip.
A good dip? Are you kidding me?
What is that, the Spanish flow? Is that what you're going to call it?
That's the mark of a true alcoholic when you can't have salsa without vodka in it.
You just made Becca vomit.
Vodka, almond milk, and Cheerios. That's a good breakfast.
That's disgusting.
That's the breakfast of losers right there.
At least they're heart smart.
Used to do like red wine and Cheerios.
When you wanted to feel all
class it up a little bit.
Class it up a little bit. When I say, no, I ain't classing shit up. When I say red wine, I'm talking about some Carlo Rossi in that bitch. Getting it right.
Like he grabs his box and he takes it over to his cereal.
You're right, a little pinnacle and almond milk sounds much better.
It tastes like charcoal, almonds, and Cheerios.
You got to try it.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Krista, you're going to try it.
I'm pretty sure I don't got to try it.
Remember the earlier conversation? It's going to happen.
He don't get up till after I'm at work. So.
Maybe I'll just stay up.
You don't have that kind of stamina. You'll be out by the time I get up.
It's only 2 more hours.
All right. So what exactly are you going to be drinking this week?
Probably Skinny Bitches. Vodka soda.
All right. Let's go ahead and get back into the music with Mariana's Trench and Celebrity Status right here on The Family Meeting.
it over. Pick it up, up, take it up and take it over. Trading in who I've been for shiny celebrity skin. I like to push it until my luck is over. It never stops, stops, never stops, will you better? I think it over, prima donna, you don't want to sever. All the work to impress, charming girls out of the dress. And smiling pretty, will swallow you forever.
Back to the family meeting. That was Mariana's Trench with Celebrity Status.
The following advice is not provided by any sort of professional. The Bambino does not assume any responsibility if you decide to follow, listen, or heed anything he says. It is actually recommended that you don't. He holds absolutely no degree of any kind, which makes his opinion invalid. Follow this advice at your own risk. The Bambino does not assume responsibility for loss of job, relationship, or incarceration. Although if you do end up in jail, please write in new questions for the Bambino to answer. That being said, post your questions to the Bambino on the Family Meeting Facebook page or email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
Oh. That little guitar there at the end kind of caught me off guard.
A little twang.
For emphasis.
All right. So we've got some listener-submitted questions here. If you do have other questions, hit us up on Facebook. Email us like the guy just told you to do. The first question we got for you. Dear Bambino, what's the best and worst pickup line you've ever used? From Sam and Buckley.
Well, Sam, I...
And I couldn't figure out if Sam was a guy or a girl, so I'm not quite sure which way you want to go with this.
I've used a lot of pickup lines, and mostly were just for entertainment purposes. the one that always did work, and not always worked, but it weeded out what I was trying to weed out, is a girl would be at the bar, and I would just walk up and ask her what drink is she buying me. And if she bought me a drink...
So he's weeding out the poor girls.
Which would be a lot of them. A lot of them would go, yeah, I'll buy you a drink. And then I wouldn't mind spending $300 or $400 that night just having a good old time. But... if she said, no, you need to buy me a drink, I just turn around and walk away. And that was a good one. It actually worked quite a bit. Here's a couple that don't work. Well, this actually, I got one here that's it has a very high closing ratio, but it's only for one night stands. It's a one night stand.
You don't want to keep this one?
Yeah,
this is not somebody you're going to take home to mom and dad.
Yeah, you want to get rid of this one. But here's one that probably doesn't work very well, but it's very funny. Your eyes are beautiful. They're the same color as my toilet water at home.
Every girl wants you to be thinking about the toilet when you look deep into her eyes.
Hey, you mind if I hang out over here with you? I farted over there.
You would actually use that, too.
And for some reason, it would work.
You have gorgeous eyes. They're the same color as my Porsche. That one.
But once
that
again,
one might that, work on the girl who wanted you to buy her a drink.
Yeah, I was going to say, but once again, that's not somebody you want to keep. That's you want to be gone in the morning.
You know, growing up, I never, like, I would go and talk to any girl, and if it started going bad, I'd make it go really bad, and it would be highly entertaining.
And you've used that tactic in most areas of your life since then.
Here's the one that has a very high closing ratio, and you can, this is only for one night stands. You want to get rid of this chick as soon as possible. Roses are red, violets are blue. I got a gun, bitch. Get in my truck.
It sounds like she probably already tried to get rid of you.
The only reason that has a high closing rate is because her hand's already duct taped and she's already in your truck.
But then you want to get rid of that one. You don't want her to. You don't want her to remember.
I don't
that.
Want the show to take a bad turn, but you're not talking about getting rid of her like in a ditch or something, right?
That's what I was just thinking. I was thinking she's already thinking you're getting rid of her when you throw that line at her.
No, you don't gotta.
Let's just move on.
Next question.
You don't gotta put her in the dish by yourself per se. You just get
when
her.
You
na-
have other
what
ones
gonna,
in
yeah,
there
you
too?
Gonna put her in there with the rest of them you picked up that night?
You just get them drunk and naked, and then drop them off on K Street, and just let the world handle it the way the world wants to handle it.
I think the world should handle it by locking you up.
I think he's trying to say he's one of those news stories he was watching earlier. All right. Dear Bambino, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? From Steve and Kent.
Oh, boy. We're about to get a little geeky here, huh? Well, let's go through a couple of them here. Like mind control, like mental powers.
Telekinesis. I'm going to get real geeky on you. I knew what it was.
I think that would get really old really quick. And I don't think anybody in this world really wants to know what people really think about behind their backs and what they're really talking. Like, if you knew
what you're thinking about me right now,
I thought about you right
throat.
Now. Yeah, you don't want to know that shit. The power of flight would be fun. It'd be really awesome, but if you were the only person that could fly in the world...
Yeah, it seems like they get kind of boring.
They get really boring. And then you'd have to have other powers also, because, if I could fly, but I couldn't, like...
Much like apparently we're boring the dog right now, because she's playing with her squeaky toys.
Like, if I could fly, but I couldn't, like, hold my breath for a long amount of time or live without breathing, then I couldn't fly very high or very fast, and that wouldn't be fun. And you'd also need, like, super strength or whatever, so if you crash into a building... Like, it'd be very dangerous if you didn't have any other powers other than
I would like to think if you knew how to fly, you'd know how to turn. So, you wouldn't fly into a building.
You know, to make it fun, I'd be cruising through the cities. I'm just X-ray vision. That'd be the first on a lot of people's list, although it's only good for one thing, and that's looking at titties. And that's what the internet's for. I can look at titties whenever I want. I think time controlling time, not like time travel, but like freezing time and rewinding time.
Like Hero from Heroes.
I was just thinking, John's running out of heroes right now.
I mean, that way you could do whatever you want, because, I mean, if you could do some crazy shit, and if it's not working, just pause that shit and back it up.
or just pause it and take off and then turn time back on when you're like a mile away.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that would have to be...
Like after using that pickup line from the first...
And you could also use that to look at titties. Time control. I think that would have to be the...
So it all boils down to the superpower John wants us to look at titties. That's what it all boils down to. All right. The next one we got, Dear Bambino, would you want to be famous and for what? From Allison and Bothell.
No, Allison, I don't want to be famous. This is a stupid question. I have a radio show, Allison. No, yeah, I want 30 people to listen to this radio show. And
you
nobody,
have hit your mark, because I think that's where we're about
and,
at.
And nobody else ever. That's what I want. I'd be extremely happy. Actually, Allison, that is a stupid question. By the way, you sound like some kind of girl I'd like to date. Hit me up, you dumbass, on Facebook.
All right. And the last one we've got for you is, Dear Bambino, if you suddenly found yourself turned into a woman, how would you spend your day? From Paula in Sunnyside.
Well, I think there's only one thing to do at, the, at that point.
We're going
in time.
Back to question two, aren't we?
Don't get into any trucks. I think there's only one thing. I guess you just have to go to a porn shop, buy a vibrator, and masturbate for hours until that wasn't fun anymore. Maybe
so the only difference between that and a normal day for John is there'd be a vibrator involved?
Maybe get some free drinks. I ain't going to go out and whore myself out to a bunch of dudes because I don't, like, I'm guessing I'm going to turn back into a man, and I don't want to have those memories of just penises flying toward me for the rest of my life.
Don't want to wake up the next morning and just remember getting railed all day long. All right.
Why does my ass hurt?
If you were a woman, you wouldn't have to go that route.
Well, it's just...
I'm glad you're still explaining this to him, how things work. You guys should have had this talk about 15, 20 years ago.
Hey, that hole's there for an option. It's not like it's a...
It's not a prerequisite. All right. Let's get back into the music with Jess Lambert and Dissipating right here on The Family Meeting.
Just give and it won't let go. But my heart is breaking and my body's aching. I don't hear your words. I can't find the nerve. It's not all black and white now. Something feels wrong here somehow. They said that love is gentle. Just give and it won't let go. But my heart is breaking and my body's aching. I don't hear your words. I can't find the nerve. And my memory's fading. My faith dissipating. I don't hear your words. I can't find the nerve. You said that you'd save me. I don't feel you lately. They're praying for my soul now. I'm afraid of letting go. You said that you'd save me.
Welcome back to The Family Meeting. That was Jess Lambert. Make sure you check out Jay Random. If you didn't check it out yesterday, check it out next Monday at 4 o'clock. The Jay Random Show. It's pretty amazing. Hit me up on Facebook if you want to go see Terrell Owens on Thursday. He's going to be in Everett playing the Everett Raptors indoor football. The tickets are super cheap. That would be awesome. See T.O. in a little indoor ring. I'd like that. So make sure you check us out on Facebook at The Family Meeting. Hit me up on Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1, which is CHRISTA, Curtis1.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next with the Northwest Metal Zone after that. And as always, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.